My name's Alex Webb. It's the 5th of September 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you come from?
My name's Sarah Taylor. I was born on the 8th of June 1981, and I'm from Leicestershire.
So where did you first hear about the project?
I actually read about it online. I'm an art teacher, and so I tried to keep up to date with current things and good things to show the kids at school, and so this was something I was really quite interested in.
And what inspired you to take part?
Well, I followed Anthony Gormley's work for a few years. I actually studied him very briefly when I was doing my degree, and I just thought it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and although I really don't like being centre of attention, it's just something you've got to do if the opportunity arises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you say you're an art teacher.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that background.
Yeah, I actually trained to be a primary teacher, but my degree is in painting, and the opportunity came to do a temporary art teacher position, and it ended up being permanent. So I'm quite happy where I am now. I teach art to the really little kids when you can't actually tell what they're trying to draw, and all the way up to teenagers, and they're really starting to develop their artistic skills, and you can really start to see the children have got some brilliant talent already.
That must be great to see the range.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. Yeah, it's really, really good, and I can't believe how talented these 12 and 13 year old children can actually be, and mm-hmm. you just hope that they continue, mm-hmm. and you really just want them to progress and go on to do A levels and degrees, because you can see that talent in them.
So what is it, what are the kind of mediums you use? Is it mainly painting, or is it mixed kind of
medium? It's normally painting, mm-hmm. I would say. I like to have a little bit of an experiment with mixed media collage, and I've been using wire and natural materials quite a lot in my own work recently.
Right.
And it's really good to do that with the kids as well, because, of course, natural materials are free, sure. and I don't have to spend my budgets.
Yeah, yeah. And plus it's eco-friendly. So
yeah, exactly. So, yeah. And I do tend to work from nature an awful lot. And, of course, again, it's a great topic for children, because they've got that experience. They know about the world around them, and they can relate to that as well.
Yeah. So could you tell us a little bit about your own work as well? You make your own work.
I do. I must admit that I haven't done a great deal of my own work for quite some time. I tend to do it for my own house, and so if I've decorated a room, I thought, oh, we need a painting in there, I'll make a painting. Like I say, mostly oil paints, very abstract, quite geometric, mm-hmm. in fact, and then I'll sometimes have a fiddle around with pen and ink drawings, and perhaps a little bit of collage over the top of them.
Who would you say are like your
major
influences?
Oh gosh, I would say, it sounds, I'm sure a lot of people say this, but people like Mark Rothko, mm-hmm. big colour mm-hmm. field mm-hmm. paintings. I was really a big fan of Callum Innes when I was doing my degree, and he really inspired me, this kind of reductionist mm-hmm. type of painting, and I really love that, and that was something that I tried to replicate in my own work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think they're still my main influences.
And so could you tell us a little bit about your background and kind of where you come from, and just, you know, growing up a little bit?
Sure. I was born in the Midlands. I haven't really moved very far. In fact, at the moment, I've moved even closer to where I was born, just around the corner from the house I lived in when I was a child. Had a very normal background, really. I've got a big brother who used to use me as a punch bag. He was kind of like into Karate Kid and that kind of thing, so I was his victim all the time, so covered in bruises from a very early age.
So now at this age, are you just like getting him back? Or?
I'm trying. Yeah, I took him. I'm a very keen mountain biker, and that's why I'm going to be cycling on the plinth.
Cool.
We took him out mountain biking the other week, and he had a really big fall, and so he's covered in bruises
he's
now.
Laughing.
Yeah, so I'm. Yeah, that was kind of my vengeance. I went to normal schools, mm-hmm. Went to the local university, decided from quite an early age that I wanted to actually teach,
mm-hmm.
and went straight into teaching. That's where I've been ever since.
Where do you think that desire came from?
I'm not entirely sure. I knew that I wanted to do something creative, and that's where the painting came in,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to pass that knowledge on, and it sounds a bit like a cliche, but you do. I want to kind of help children to be more aware of art, and I know that sometimes in primary schools art can be a little bit dry and dull, but in this school, but having a specialist art teacher, I think they're so privileged to have that wealth of information from such an early age.
Yeah. That's great. And like taking it back to the plinth, what do you plan to do with your art?
I've got my bike, I've got a turbo trainer, and I'm just going to see how many miles I can clock up in the hour.
Yeah.
I would normally ride off roads. I would normally be riding on a Saturday morning as well.
Right, okay.
And so really it's just a reflection.
It's
just a reflection of what I'd normally be doing at the weekend.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
So is that something, do you travel as well? I mean, whereabouts do you mountain bike?
Oh gosh, everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, we've just come back from Scotland. We went up to Peebles. There's
loads
and loads. The Forestry Commission's brilliant now. They do trail centres in all of their forests.
Wow.
And so you can just go anywhere and follow dedicated trails.
Mm-hmm.
And really learn some great skills. You start to do, I don't know if you know about the free ride things, all these jumps and tabletops and stuff.
Well?
Yeah, I've been learning how to do that. I've only just got into getting my bike in the air, but it's brilliant. Now I know how to do it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it, yeah. We've been to Canada.
Wow.
We've been cycling in the Alps.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is a big part of our lives, yeah.
And you camp on the way?
Yeah, we've camped. We've done it the luxury way as well. We've done hotels and chalets and stuff. It's a lot nicer, but a lot more expensive.
That's great. That's cool. And who would you say you're doing this for?
For yourself? I think it is. It is very much for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and although I've had lots of people to say, will you just say this, and will you just put that message on, and will you just say happy birthday too, and things like that. So I'm quite happy to do that, but it's just for me, and I'm looking forward to being up there, but I am nervous at the moment.
Have you got any hopes and fears? I was going to ask you, or expectations.
I don't have any genuine fears apart from I've chosen to do something quite specific, so I don't want people to ask me, what are you doing? And I'd like to concentrate and be focused. And obviously, I think it'd be quite obvious what I'm doing and what I'm trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like being centre of attention, so.
Yeah. It's quite a big question. What would you say is most important in your life at the moment?
Oh gosh, that is a tricky one, isn't it? My health, I think. My health and happiness is very important to me, and I do like to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and I think happiness can come along from that. If you feel good within yourself physically, then that's it's a great start to the day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I really like to concentrate on.
So sports and fitness is quite a big part of your
It is a big part of my life.
Yeah.
And if I could do it more, and I think I mentioned this on my profile, I do so many different things, and it's hard to concentrate on one particular aspect of your life. But if I could do something all day, every day, I would cycle, I think. Yeah. It's really something I want to make a bigger part of my life, and it may mean that I have to sacrifice things like climbing or going out for dinner quite so often. But I think sometimes you have to think about concentrating on one thing.
How did you originally get into mountain biking?
I actually had a part-time job in a bike shop when I was 16 years old. It was my first job, and I ended up building bikes and selling bikes and maintaining them.
You know it inside out.
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I know the whole thing inside out. I've been out of buying and selling them for quite some time, but it stays with you.
It would be so clear, but obviously, that's great.
Yeah, it's great. So. I don't know. I liked cycling before it, but I was never really into it as a sport. It was more just a way of getting around town. But and now it's a big sport, and there's a lot of female participants now as well, which worries me, because when I first started, it was pretty rare to see ladies in the races. But now there's
so you compete. Compete in the race as well?
I've only been racing for a couple of years.
Okay.
It's only on a fun level. I'm certainly not sponsored or anything like that. So,
I mean, would that be, eventually maybe somewhere you'd like to be? Or?
I think perhaps. Well, you see these sponsored riders, and most of them are at least 10 years my junior already. So I think it might be a bit past it for sponsored riding, but certainly in the amateur categories and the just for fun categories, there's still some pretty serious people in the amateur categories, to be perfectly honest with you. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's great. It must be. It's such a thrill, though.
Yeah, it's quite exciting. And it's an activity where you have everyone who's there have all the same interests. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely team spirit and loads of camaraderie and things like that. It's really good. It's a lovely atmosphere.
That's great. And here's another one. What is the main thing you would say about yourself, if you were to describe who you are?
I would probably say I'm curious.
Okay.
I think I really want to know about everything. Mm-hmm. I really want to experience a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, certainly curious
mm-hmm.
would describe me at the moment. I just want to go out there and find new things. And even if I'm not very good at it, I want to just
mm-hmm.
experience a bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that something, so you said you were like a follower of Anthony Gronley's work.
Mm.
What is it about his work that's, what does it say to you? Like his?
I actually think his images are very beautiful, and it's, perhaps I think what inspires me most is the aesthetics of his work, not necessarily any particular, any real meaning around it. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
You can read a great deal into most of the work, but just the pure aesthetics,
yeah.
I think, are
yeah.
absolutely beautiful, and the materials that he uses in his metal sculptures, but also the clay work in the field of Great
yeah.
Britain. I love that. Yeah. It's great. And I saw someone up there yesterday who just had a.
Mm-hmm.
just a few little clay sculptures
mm-hmm.
and it was just really nice to see someone replicating that, but I think the effect of having so many of those
yeah,
clay sculptures
yeah.
I think that's really nice. So just that kind of the impact of the work
mm-hmm.
and the aesthetics of the work,
so the
I just find
is
yeah
similar to this,
yeah
know, it's kind of
just
it.
Awesome
yeah.
yeah.
And do you think this is giving a kind of good representation of where we are now, like this project with having such a diverse like
I think it does. I still think there's a lot of people who see art as things in a gallery, and
mm-hmm.
there's still a lot of people that need, perhaps not educating, but influencing that art can be so many different
mm-hmm.
things and on so many different levels. And this being such a public piece of art, I would really hope that that might influence people,
mm-hmm.
and so they can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for the
Gosh.
Interview. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.